text station is Sheila, S-H-E-L-I-A, Celia, S-H-E-L-I-A, White, W-H-I-T-E, 418-55, date of birth, today's 12-11. This is a 66-year-old woman on hospice because of end-stage cardiomyopathy, congestion, heart failure, period. Patient switching to a different hospice because of she's not getting any help with medications or aids and is very unhappy with the care that's been provided, period. Patient was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy over a year ago with ejection fraction at that time 18 to 20%, period. Patient also has irregular heartbeat, but tells me does not know if she does or does not have atrial fibrillation. Patient medical problems include CHF, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, thyroid cancer, 2007, status post-thyroidectomy, ovarian cancer, 1993, status post-hysterectomy, two surgeries on her shoulder because of rotator cuff tear, period. Also panic disorder and chronic pain related to her osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Social lives with it. Caretaker is her daughter. She has one daughter and one son whom she lives with is the daughter at this time. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's single. She was widowed some time ago. She's originally from Houston, used to own an antique shop, but has not worked for some time, no longer able to drive, and is bedbound, period. Review of system, decreased appetite, increased anxiety, shortness of breath, pupil edema, weakness, generalized weakness, obesity, cannot rule out sleep apnea, irregular heartbeat causing weakness as well. Patient recently had her medication reduced from Xanax 2 milligram to 0.5 milligram, which has caused a great deal of anxiety. Also, her Norco was switched from 10-325 to 5-325. Tramadol was added, but she could not take the tramadol because of nausea and vomiting. Surgery, thyroidectomy 2007, hysterectomy 1993, shoulder surgery, medical problems as above. I'm going to get to her medication in a minute. Family history, dad died of myocardial infarction, history of congestive heart failure, mom died of a brain tumor. Let's see. Allergy, known on drug allergy. Her medication includes Nexium 20 milligram once a day. Basic 20 milligram once a day. Levothyroxine 200 micrograms a day. Isoflurane 30 milligrams once a day. Celexa 20 milligrams a day. Aspirin 81 milligrams a day. Lisinopril 12.5, one tablet a day. Prestor 40 milligrams once a day. Metoprolol tartrate 50 milligram twice a day. Xanax 2 milligram twice a day. Norco 10-325 up to 3 times a day. Ambien 10 milligram at nighttime. Tramadol has been discontinued because of nausea and vomiting. On exam, patient is awake, short of breath with any type of activity, and at rest. Patient's blood pressure is 170 over 88, pulse is 92, with ectopics, a febrile with a respiratory rate of 18 or 22. Heart, positive 1, positive 2, S3 Gallop with ectopics. Lungs, few rows noted in both bases. Abdomen, obese but soft, non-tender. Neck shows positive JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity, +1 pupil edema. CMs are clear. Abdomen, patient has enlarged liver with over 4 breaths under the costal margin, costophrenic margin on the right side. Assessment, here we have a 66-year-old woman with end-stage congestive heart failure. Its ejection fraction is very much consistent with chronic and acute congestive heart failure. Patient is short of breath at all times, lives with her daughter who provides her help. Also, most likely will need a walker to be able to get around. Patient needs nursing help to help with medications and aids to help with ADLs, period. Next number, cannot rule out atrial fibrillation. Currently, patient is on aspirin and Brilinta, high risk of stroke. Next number, ovarian cancer. Next number, thyroid cancer, status post-thyroidectomy on large dose of levothyroxine. Next number, chronic pain related to osteoarthritis and RA. Next number, gastroesophageal reflux. Next number, pedalidema related to CHF. Next number, decreased sleep, multifactorial. Next number, panic disorder. Next number, shortness of breath. Next number, patients will most likely has less than 6 months to live given her current condition and is hospice appropriate. Thank you.